Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
I said it once, and I'm going to say it again. These paper straws suck. No pun intended. In fact, scientists have even said paper straws suck. And they said it a little bit more eloquently because they're scientists and they have to try and get published. But, I'm from California and it is be nice. Born in California, not necessarily raised, because when I was a young child, my parents had to move. It was expensive, the taxes, all sorts of stuff. So I grew up basically between California, Arizona, and Las Vegas, Phoenix and Las Vegas. And so I go to California multiple times a year. But what I cannot flip and stand is when I get an ice water or I get a diet drink or whatever they serve me, that straw is paper. And I like stainless steel. Stainless steel, to me, is the best. But a paper straw just gives me the heebie-jeebies. One is I like trees. Like to save the trees. I don't really want to see a tree die so I could drink my diet soda, which I'm not drinking that many anymore. I prefer water, but still. Water, sometimes I'll still use a straw. I like a straw. But the big issue I have with these paper straws is they start to disintegrate, and I'm tasting paper, and I'm feeling paper on my tongue. Am I swallowing some of this paper? Because I don't just gulp my drink in one gulp. I sip it. Well, the more you sip something or suck on a straw, it starts to disintegrate. And so stop it. Be nice. Stop it. So there's a study that has been published in Food Additives and Contaminants. And these were Belgian researchers that actually looked at paper straws versus stainless steel straws, plastic straws, and they found paper-based straws and bamboo straws were actually the worst when it came to harmful PFAS chemicals, as well as what it could do not only to the human and to the environment. Now, they're not saying the straw is going to kill you, but they're saying paper straws may be the worst for you in terms of preventing you getting toxic chemicals and what it could do for the environment. So the PFAS are the polyperfluoroalkyl substances were studied, and we've seen them ubiquitously in food packaging, commercial household products, industrial products, but there's been studies, multiple animal studies, linking the PFASs to tumors, testicular cancer, high cholesterol, liver, kidney dysfunction, immune issues, reproductive issues. The EPA has found that PFAS have been associated with low infant birth weights, effects on the immune system, cancer, thyroid hormone disruption. So we don't want to be near these PFAS. Well, Belgian researchers assessed the PFAS in commercially available drinking straws, and they looked at a slew, and this is what they concluded, or this is what they came up with. They said the PFASs were found to be present in almost all types of straws, but primarily in those based from plant-based materials. These, quote, eco-friendly, they say, plant straws are not necessarily a more sustainable alternative to plastic straws because they could be considered as an additional source of PFAS exposure in humans and the environment after degradation in landfills or through incomplete incineration. Now, the most sustainable alternatives were stainless steel straws. which can be reused and did not contain the PFAs or PFASs. And they can be fully recycled. So they said more research is needed on these. The factors affecting the migration into food and drinks, potential human risks. Our results contribute to a further understanding of the potential human exposure pathway, and the results are important to the context of public health. So we have, and this is something that I keep seeing over and over and over again. What we end up doing, and California, I credit for being, you know, they kind of trailblazing a lot of these eco-friendly campaigns. But sometimes you need to just slow the heck down and absorb some of the science first. You know, we saw what happened with the hepatitis outbreak when homeless individuals didn't have access to plastic bags because they weren't selling plastic bags, or you had to buy plastic bags. They weren't as ubiquitous in garbages. And then, unfortunately, many homeless individuals didn't have access to plastic bags. And they used that for sanitary reasons. And so I'm not saying we got to get rid of all paper straws. But, you know, before we start killing more trees in the name of being eco-friendly, you know, can we take a look at what chemicals, you know, in order for a straw to stay sturdy and rigid enough, in order for paper to stay sturdy and rigid enough, it's using chemicals. That's kind of how you do it. Plastic has a little bit more sturdiness. Stainless steel, even more sturdy. Stainless steel, less of an opportunity for bugs to grow on that. Plastics have been used for a very long time, but we're trying to decrease our plastic use. But you don't tell me that paper full of chemicals is going to be the eco-friendly alternative to a plastic straw. And when you look at the study and you look at the graphs, the paper straws far exceeded what we had with plastic. So as much as I support us eliminating a lot of the, mitigating as much of the plastic we have, can we use some common sense and don't make these huge, huge jumps going from, like, okay, well, we got to go almost half of all cars in the next, what, 6.5 years need to be electric on the road. Can we think about this first? You know, can we look at the apartment complexes and what's going to happen when you add electric wires? What's the cost going to be to the average tenant who might be lower income? What are we looking at? You know, when we come up with these eco-friendly initiatives, you know, we try to say, well, climate change is killing us. Climate change is killing us. All right, yeah, the climate is changing. There's going to be storms and floods, as there's always been. That doesn't mean you make a crappy decision that could actually worsen things for people. We're going to be talking about a little bit later how some of these masks we've been wearing have been exposing us to harmful chemicals as well. I mean, somebody's got to do the science before they do the policy. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Hi everyone, Dr. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies. In response to this, governors have united for National Blood Donation Week. September 1st through the 7th is National Blood Donation Week, and September 4th is National Blood Donation Day. We are hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. When crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals and medical centers on a regular daily basis. So blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. If you cannot donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word during National Blood Donation Week. It all saves lives. You could sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com. Follow the link to National Blood Donation Week. That's drdahlia.com. Remember, if one pint of blood can save 3 lives, imagine what the whole country could do.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so know a lot of you guys are getting a little antsy about how the COVID vaccine is being updated. And there has been some rumors that the Biden administration is going to recommend everybody gets it and the mandate may not come back. And I do not see a vaccine mandate coming back. I think that was extremely unpopular. I think it was the biggest cluster and a half. But mask mandates are coming back. Sometimes, you know, people double down on stupid, and so I just, you know, just hold on to your horses. I think the vaccine does help a lot of individuals. I took it. I took a booster. The booster did prevent me from getting COVID again, but I felt like crap for about a month. Breast swelling, underarm swelling, chest pain, arm pain, that I don't know if I'm going to get another one. But for those people who are at higher risk, because hospitalizations are rising with it, please make it an individual decision. Talk to you and your medical provider. And if you feel it's the best protection for you, get it. If you don't and you feel that you think you're going to, you know, suffer from side effects or you're allergic to it, you and your doctor decide. But it is not for a politician thousands of miles away to determine what needs to go into your body. So President Biden said last week that he plans to request additional funding from Congress for the development of a new COVID-19 vaccine, adding that he may require everyone to take it, whether they previously received a vaccine or not. I know. I don't know if he knows how to read the room. I don't think he does. I think Biden at the time was in Lake Tahoe. He's been vacationing there a lot. And he was asked by a reporter, according to Fox News, if he could say anything about the uptick of COVID cases. Usually he gives us a no comment like he did with Maui, but this time he said, yes, I can. All right, so here we go. He goes, I signed off this morning on a proposal. We have to present to Congress a request for additional funding for a new vaccine that is necessary, that works. Now, that is a fascinating statement that he said, because is he implying that the other vaccines didn't work? You know, he doesn't have to backpedal, by the way. If the misinformation police would have calmed the hell down and allow us doctors to say what we originally wanted to say is, hey, guys, this vaccine can help, but it's not going to be the panacea. It's not going to make everybody 100% immune. It's not going to prevent you from spreading the virus. And so if the narrative early on with the vaccine is, hey, guys, you know, similar to flu shot, you know, it's a new vaccine, so we can't say if it's going to be like the polio vaccine where you're one and done versus, well, even though the polio, you have a series, but still, you know, it's not going to be a one and done. We believe it's going to be more like a flu shot where it's going to provide some amount of immunity, initially a lot, baseline later, and something that you would need possibly annually, you know, but we're going to update you as we go. It's an evolving science, and anybody who has new theories and hypotheses, we will not vilify, we will not censor, we will not have them kicked off social media or take away their medical license. That would have been the proper thing for them to do, but they didn't. So when he says that they need to get additional funding for a new vaccine that is necessary, that works, all right, you know, should we define what is a working vaccine? To me, a working vaccine is a vaccine that, one, is accessible to everybody. It isn't super expensive. Number two, doesn't cause severe side effects. It's pretty safe. And three, provides immunity and a adequate amount of immunity to prevent severe disease. Now, if you have a vaccine that prevents it for life, okay, pretty damn cool. But most of our vaccines, you need some kinds of boosters. We've had to do a booster for pertussis, do boosters for tetanus. Tetanus is every 10 years. You know, we obviously need flu boosters. So, you know, I really would like the misinformation police, you know, to get back on the record and say, guys, we are so, so sorry for vilifying anybody who suggested that the vaccine might not always work or might not be 100%. It would have been nice, but they didn't. So how much money are we talking here? It looks like $40 million. Biden said tentatively it is recommended that it will likely be recommended everybody get it no matter whether they've gotten it before or not. So that get your shot, this is your shot, do your shots, and you won't have to, and you're done, you're vaccinated, you have a card, you're good. It doesn't mean you're good, you're giving people a false sense of security. Now, they are accepting that as the gospel. Again, any apologies to any of us who said that early on? No. So this $40 million funding request to Congress from the White House on August 11th, I guess, did not mention coronavirus money. It had money for Ukraine, U.S. Federal disaster funds, funds to bolster the enforcement. Oh, I'm sorry. It's not $40 million they're asking. I guess we don't have the number yet. In 2022, the Biden administration requested $9.25 billion to fight the virus. But I guess lawmakers refused that request. The Associated Press said officials are expecting an updated COVID-19 vaccine containing one version of the Omicron strain, the XBB.1.5. Currently, right now, we have the bivalent that not only has the wild type COVID, the original COVID that got leaked from a lab 4 years ago, but the, presumably, but the Omicron BA4 and BA5. Now that the XBB is a sub-variant, they want to update it for that because the boosters, as expected, need to be updated. But when I hear they suggest that this would be mandatory. Oh, no, 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 no. No. That's not going to go well. So, what are the side effects of these vaccines? Well, the CDC, because I'm not allowed to use any other source, right, when we talk about this, but the CDC does have theirs, the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, and they do provide data on how many people had, shall we say, myocarditis links. The death rate, I'm not seeing on there. All right, they had numbers. They said multiple factors contribute to reports of death after COVID-19 vaccine. Last I looked, there was about, I think maybe 13,000 reported deaths associated that they were still being investigated. I don't see the number on the website now, so I don't know if they updated it or changed pages, so I don't have that number. But they do reinforce that people receiving COVID-19 vaccines are less likely to die from COVID-19, and its complications are at no greater risk of death from non-COVID causes. So I told you where I stand with this. I do believe that COVID vaccines do provide a degree of protection, but I do believe it has to be a personal choice. When I hear that some individuals suffered blood clots, suffered strokes, suffered myocarditis, even though I think COVID was a very, very severe beast and can still continue to be a beast, I don't think you should ever force anybody to get something injected into their body. And the reason why the government went on that campaign is they said it was all for herd immunity. Herd immunity is where you have the young animals in the herd that are weak and vulnerable get protected by surrounding big herd animals who have deflect the virus off of them if they're vaccinated. But what I had said from the very beginning, and many other people said, is anybody from that big part of the herd, right, the grown-ups, can easily turn to check on the babies and on the babies and give them COVID, even if they're vaccinated. So the idea of herd immunity was never something that was solid. But that is what they were using to mandate vaccines, that we have to do herd immunity, otherwise you are hurting the vulnerable population. Again, vaccination does, I believe, help, but if you're not going to achieve herd immunity, you know, which I think is an impossibility, you really can't, especially in America, a country like ours, mandate and kick people out of schools and kick people out of restaurants and kick people out of the military for choosing natural immunity, which we do have data on, which it seems to be very, very similar, if not better. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. Tropical storm Idalia getting stronger as it moves towards the Florida coast. The judge overseeing former President Trump's federal election case expected to set a trial date later today. Trump's legal team is requested to postpone the trial. The Justice Department pushing back on that, arguing it would deny the public its right to a speedy trial. President Biden and Vice President Harris set to meet with civil rights leaders and relatives of Martin Luther King Jr. today at the White House. It's to mark the 60th anniversary of King's historic march on Washington. Meanwhile, Jacksonville, Florida Sheriff T.K. Waters calling the racist manifesto linked to this weekend's mass shooting the diary of a madman. Employees at the Chicago Reserve Roastery in downtown Chicago rejecting union membership. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. Dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so masks are back in the news because you have multiple places that are now reinstating mask mandates. As we have the rise of the Eris strain and new COVID strains that are making our way, this is the time of year when it does this because it doesn't have to compete with flu and other viruses. You know, if a virus wants to get to a cell, it's got to beat that cell. Sometimes it could beat it by speed. Sometimes it could beat it by its ability to latch. Sometimes it could beat it just by timing. Yeah, so no big surprise that we're having a COVID wave. It's a surprise
though, that people are still not looking at the science when it comes to what is the best way to protect people if you do have a wave of COVID. Now, as much as I think a mask does provide a barrier, I have said time and time again, the mask has to be clean. The mask has to be correctly fitted, right? The mask can't be reused in your pocket. I got masks from 3 years ago that I need a mask. I will grab. Why aren't those thrown out? But interestingly, we have a study published from the NIH. That was the National Institutes of Health. So this is our government. That is now questioning the safety of these masks. Why? Because of the chemicals that these masks contain and our chronic exposure to them. Well, that is one of those no duh. I mean, people were bringing this up, but they were vilified, censored, license threatened, so they couldn't. Now, I actually have to be corrected. I have been telling you guys that the N95 respirator that filters out 95% of particles, about 3 microns in size, are the best of the masks to use, as opposed to these other crappy things you guys are putting on your faces, because studies have shown they filter the best. However, where I need to eat a little crow is they say that the masks that might be exposing you to the most chemicals are these N95s. So let me tell you a little bit about what they say. Hey, I'm going to be honest with you guys. I mean, look, when the studies come, okay, this isn't about a Dr. Dahlia narrative. I'm just trying to give you guys the science and watch it evolve and come up with the best advice. Personally, the N95 respirators, I do think protect you against the virus better than these gaiters and other masks. But what about the chemical exposure? So environmentalists, and I told you guys this early on, the environmentalists were asked to keep quiet when we started to idle in our cars during the lockdown and spray everything with sanitizing spray and put up all this plastic and reuse all this paper. And I'm like, where's the environmentalists? Because our COVID choices are probably not pleasing, you know, those that want to kind of protect the environment, you know, making so much progress prior to COVID. Well, now the environmentalists have been allowed to speak. And now the environmentalists are like, can I talk now? Can I talk now? Thank you. Can you please check the chemicals on the masks? Thank you. Whew, had to get that out. So what kind of chemicals are we looking at with the mask? So this study published by the NIH, National Library of Medicine, and Ecotoxicology and Environmental Safety has revealed the quantities of harmful volatile organic compounds that are inhaled through medical grade masks. Now, researchers from Jeonbuk National University in South Korea looked at KN94 masks. Now, N95 and N95s are similar. KN94, rather than capturing 95% of, 0.3 micron particles, they capture 94%. So they're very, very similar in terms of efficacy. And so many medical grade masks are these KN94s versus KN95s. In America, we use N95s. But this is what they found. Okay, it's going to get a little technical. 1-methoxy-2-propanol, N,N-dimethylacetamide, N-hexane, and 2-butanone were detected at concentrations 23 to 147 times higher than those found in masks made from other materials such as cotton and other functional fabrics. In addition, the KF94 masks, the total VOCs, or volatile organic compounds, released amounted to 3,730 plus or minus 1,331 micrograms per meter cubed, about 14 times more than released by cotton masks. They said in some KF94 masks, the TVOC concentration reached over 4,000 micrograms, posing a risk to human health. Now, when you look at this, you're like, okay, well, what the hell? What are we talking about with these chemicals? What do these chemicals do? Well, the VOCs have been linked to cancer, cardiac, respiratory, liver disease, neurological, endocrine disruptions. And what is fascinating is if you are exposed to these, your symptoms will be a headache or nausea or vomiting or eye irritation, nose irritation, skin irritation, fatigue, dizziness. What were people complaining about when they had to wear masks all day? They were complaining about a lot of these same symptoms. Now, it could also be the high concentrations of carbon dioxide also, which have been found. I think there was a study that looked at carbon dioxide exposure of these masks in stillborn because of carbon dioxide toxicity. So, you know, this is an issue where we have people say, look, I get sick from my mask. And what did people say? They said, you're full of it. You're lying. You're anti-mask. You're supporting Trump. They're like, I'm just trying to tell you that I'm not feeling good in the mask. Well, it could be the chemicals. Now, interestingly, the study author said, look, this is what you could do. If you take your N95 or your KF94 mask and you open it up and you let it, before you use it, air out for at least 30 minutes, they said the amounts of the volatile organic compounds dropped significantly. So here's the only problem. Where do you leave a mask to keep clean for 30 minutes without somebody sneezing or passing gas by it? Or, I mean, if they're saying you need to open up these masks out into the outside world to release all the chemicals, well, okay, then how are you putting on a clean mask? So the problem we have here is we have to choose, do we want 0.3 micron capturing to a 94 to 95% ability and efficacy, or do we want fewer chemicals that we're exposed to? Well, the answer to that is don't be one around COVID settings if you don't have to, and B, don't have something like this on you for extended periods of time. Now we're coming into mask mandates. So there are individuals wearing masks for 8 hours a day. That's a problem. So, we've never really kind of had this issue where we want people to put on coverings, but these coverings that we want to be really, really good when it comes to the micron, the size of a virus particle, it comes with chemicals. So now we're going to have to, which is the lesser of two evils. Yeah, I've always said forever that most of the masks we're wearing aren't necessarily protecting us from COVID. What patients told me that they were yelled at by the nurse in the ICU or in their step-down unit of, you did this to yourself because you didn't wear a mask. And they're like, I've been wearing a mask. I swear I wear a mask. I wish I had pictures showing you. We should know that, yes, the virus can still get to us. It's a beautiful barrier. But we need to be careful what exactly we're putting over our faces and what we're exposing ourselves to. They also say that these masks and these compounds, when we throw them out, are hurting the environment and affecting the ozone layer. So I think the environmentalists are going to start kind of coming in saying, can we speak now? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen.
Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Sadly, three black Americans have died in a shooting that appears to be racially motivated at a Dollar General in Florida. Sheriff's office have identified Ryan Christopher Paul Mateer, a 21-year-old,
as the shooter. When you see the footage, it is just horrifying. The Jacksonville, Florida sheriff that's charged now with overseeing the investigation into this racially charged mass shooting at Dollar General has said, the story's always about guns. It's the people that are bad. This is according to Jacksonville Sheriff T.K. Waters in a press release. He said, this guy's a bad guy. If I could take my gun off right now and lay it on this counter, nothing will happen. It'll sit there. But as soon as a wicked person grabs a hold of that handgun and starts shooting people with it, there's the problem. The problem is the individual. And so it's a shame when you have a tragedy such as this where immediately politics, you know, comes in and people start going back and forth going, well, you know, we need to ban all guns. And it's, you know, as a physician, I have tons of patients who conceal carry, are law-abiding citizens, ex-police officers, ex-military, and they keep their family safe. I had to keep my family safe with a shotgun and cock it to get the person. I didn't want to do a warning shot yet. I just wanted him to hear that I had a shotgun, and he got out of the house. Husband was asleep. Dog was asleep. I was like, guys, get up. Someone's in the house. Alarm was going off, but all I could do is be in front of my kids' rooms, but I had a gun. There was no way I was going to let somebody come and enter and hurt my kids. And so we, you know, this is our right. This is every human's right to be able to have weapons to protect themselves. Unfortunately, we have very, very bad, disgusting, evil people who, I can't even explain, would do these actions, just killing innocent people at a Dollar General store. Apparently, he used an AR-15 semi-automatic rifle and a Glock handgun during the attack. Now, did shoot and kill himself during the shooting. The victims of the fatal shooting include 52-year-old Angela Michelle Carr. She was shot in her car. Dollar General employee A.J. LaGuerre, 19 years old, was killed while trying to flee, and 29-year-old Gerald Gallion, a customer who was shot as he entered the store. The sheriff said there was no indication that Palmiter illegally obtained the guns used in the shooting, and the gun dealers who sold him the firearms did so legally. Now, the sheriff said, now, guns are a tool that people use to do horrible things, but it's the individuals that wield these things, so we are working hard to try to stop that. But in this situation, in this case, there was nothing illegal about him owning the firearms. So officials say Saturday that the shooter had once been involved in a 2016 domestic violence incident and was once involuntarily committed at a mental hospital for examination. Palmiter texted his father during the shooting, according to the sheriff's office, instructing him to break into his bedroom with a screwdriver. The dad found a suicide note and will and testament on the suspect's computer. Investigators previously said that the shooter authored several manifestos with portions describing the suspect's disgusting ideology of hate. The sheriff said, I urge us all not to look for sense in a senseless act of violence. There's no reason or explanation that will ever account for the shooter's decisions. This guy was sick, and I'm glad he's gone. I'm glad he's dead. But sadly, he took three innocent victims with him. And it kills me to think that we have people that are planning and plotting and have so much hate that they want to just kill random individuals based on their color, creed, race, or just who want to kill random individuals. And, you know, we really have a mental health problem in this world. And what is, I think, kind of adding to it is we're also being very, very politically correct where we don't want to call it like it is if somebody gives us the heebie-jeebies. So, you know, if a teacher goes, you know, this student rubs me wrong, this student is weird. And, you know, I'm like, okay, well, that's, you know, it's a not a nice thing to say, but is it weird, like, you think he's going to be a shooter? Is it, you know, that? You know, what do you do if you have a student in your classroom that just, you know, gives you that spidey sense? God and nature give us spidey senses such that we can kind of, something's not right. It's a protective. Now, some of us have it overprotective where we don't trust anybody and we could be very, very paranoid. But many others are like, something's wrong with that person. But if you say that and there is nothing wrong with that person, you get sued. I mean, we just don't randomly go up to people going, I think you're weird, I think you're going to be the next shooter. But you wonder, how did the parents not recognize that their child could be a mass killer? Now, parents are oftentimes, ignorance is bliss, their love blinds them, they love their child, they, you know, everybody is spewing hate these days, they hate the Republicans, they hate the Democrats, they hate, all you hear is hate, hate, hate all over the place. So if you have a child or a young adult who goes, I hate this, I hate that, they're echoing what they're seeing in the media. They're echoing what they're hearing in music. They're echoing what they're seeing on TV. And I think we need to train people that, you know, how to maybe pick up if you have a family member or child or coworker that could be the next shooter. It's not an easy conversation, and it's going to get a lot of people's feelings hurt, and it's going to be an absolute mess. But it blows my mind when these things happen. And there's manifestos, they've had relationships with people. A lot of them, the relationships have broken off. You know, like, I couldn't date him. He was weird. He scared me. What do you do? What do you do if you've been dating somebody that really gives you the creeps like that? Unfortunately, there's a lot of people that do that. So this is where it's easier to go after the guns, and that's why politicians are doing that. But we're not solving the issue of mental illness. Look at that truck we saw the other day just mow people down in an intersection. He was running from police and had no problem just running people over. You know, I mean, we see this all the time. People have no regard for life. They don't care whether they'll use a gun, a knife, their car. And we have to do a better job of identifying who these people are and getting them off the street. We have a mental health crisis. And we need to get them away from people before they hurt them. And we just don't have access to them because a lot of these individuals will hide out in their, I think what he lives with his dad, hide out in, you know, their parents' house or parents' basement. Oh, well, they're playing video games. So they're playing video games. When they're playing video games for all these years, you don't have bosses, you don't have coaches, you don't have professors. Pick up on who these people are. They're not dating. So you don't have other individuals go, hey, you know what? Something's up. Something's up. Something's wrong with you. No, they're hiding out. So, you know, if all their daily activities are, you know, coming upstairs to eat some Cheetos, you know, and to grab some food and then going back down to their video game, of course the parents don't think that anything is wrong with their kid. But come on. We got to stop this. So it's sad, you know. Our hearts break for those who have lost family members in this shooting. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your calls, your comments. We are joining new listeners from KDON. We have a time change with our show. Our show has been changed to 8 to 10 p.m., even though I'm live in the mornings, 9 to noon Pacific Standard Time. We could still take your calls and play them on the next recorded show or the next show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.